Coach, your thought, first of all, on not having practice today. You talked a lot about kind of time management, just what went into today's decision.
Well, we're in a constant cycle of 4-6. I don't know where it ends to start the next 4-6, but we're going to back-to-back again here today. We'll get no benefit of putting the team on the ice today and then having a morning skate. So we heal guys up. We get an off-ice workout, talk about our game, and then get ready for the weekend.
Can you talk about the day after and your goaltender's performance last night and how he's making out today?
The day after, we kind of have a schedule of how we look at the video, how we assess our performance. We did that. Helly wants the third one back, and we want him to have the third one back. His play going into last night's game was really, really good. Right, there's some confidence there. It's two young goalies that are going to learn how to do this. They're going to learn how to bounce back and play well. They're going to learn how to get their opportunity to come in. They're both playing in the next two games.
How do you balance the wanting to throw a guy back versus maybe seeing some benefits to watching one game before putting him back?
Yeah, that's the great question here, right? And you make your decision and you're right or wrong by the performance of the player. So we'll take our time, and I'll let the goalies know sometime this afternoon how we're going to rotate him.
Seems hard on himself, and that's the sign of a guy that cares, obviously, and a young guy. Are there words from you or from other veterans in the club, or does he have to just take it on himself to kind of either park it or work through that? Or?
All both at different times. He's gets lots of support, both of them, lots of support by our teammates. So, you know what, a little perspective, right? So, I don't know, 48, 72 hours ago, there's 20 guys hugging him in the net for a shutout against Chicago, and that's not, you know what, we had our chances, so we can win that game. We can win that game 6-5 if we needed to. We had plenty of opportunities to score. He learns, right? He learns from this. So we think he gets lots of support. You have lots of conversations.
Can you talk about, you know, something lost last night, and it's a milestone, 700 games for Chris Thorburn, and he's, you know, it's, he talked about it with us, that it's you know, he owes a lot to his family and the organization he's been with. But when you look at a guy like that and what he's accomplished in this league, what are your thoughts?
Well, the first thing is that 700 the hard way, right? Like, because there isn't a game, whether confrontation comes and 700 means he started at a time where there was almost a fight a night. And whether you got into one or not, that's on his pedigree. So when he prepares for those games, the mental toughness to be willing to do what you need to do in that role is as strong as maybe any in pro sports. That role is as mentally demanding, I think, as any other role in sports, because it's, I don't know, I've never played that role. I'm not sure where fear sits into it, but you certainly have an awareness and anticipation. And he keeps driving, so he's in fantastic shape. So a real leader in that department for our team, real fit guy. Might be the most positive guy in the room. That's part of that role. Probably the best liked by all people. Chris is one of those guys that will honestly and earnestly spend as much time with an 18, 19-year-old kid as the other veteran. He doesn't sequester himself with the old guys and put himself. He connects to everybody in the room. When Evander was here and he was going through his struggles, Chris was the one guy that he was still part of his group, you know. So a real special person in that department.
What does it say about him that he's been able to stay in the lineup in a day and age where fighting is going out of the game to some degree?
Yeah, it's going out of the game, so there has to be something else. He skates really well. That's the advantage that he has, and we're using to kill penalties, and our penalty kill has really taken off, really kind of when he came back on it, and we made some adjustments in the pair. So he brings other things to the table. The fighting's gone out, except he's found himself in some, right? And, you know, Chris won't be in the lineup every night. He handles that really well as a pro. With a young team, though, they can skate freely when he's there because it quiets the game down.
How does today's change in plans affect Drew Stafford's potential availability for tomorrow?
So there were no change in plans. So the guy had this, like, I can tell you what our schedule is for the next 5 weeks. We're going to practice in Minnesota, and pretty much that'll be it. There may be one other day that we're optioning in something, but so it was the same schedule. We had, I don't know if it's on your calendar that we're practicing. We are. We're going to take a few guys over, but that's been set. I don't know the answer to that. This one's tough, like the lack of practice. That so he's had a little bit of battling, but he wouldn't have had 45 minutes of up and down the ice where the rest of the guys can. So where we insert him and when we insert him, we're going to have that conversation with him today.
Think about the game tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night against Boston. What do you know about them? What do you like about them? And how do you sort of match up?
Well, there's a bit of the Eastern Conference skates really well, right? I think they might have been actually ahead of that speed curve. I think the Western Conference still had some weight to it. And so we're going to see that speed. Great sticks. Foundational defense for years and years of the Bergeron effect and the chair effect. Everybody plays kind of that same way. Lots of quickness. And then they have some stellar goaltending.
Say a few guys will go over and skate today. Do you have to tell anybody not to go over, or is that up to them?
Rarely. No, you know what? We rarely have optional days where we walk in and say, hey, whoever wants to skate gets to skate. But we'll get to certain guys. So even a player like Mark Stewart, for an example, he's skated an awful lot. There are days that he doesn't need to be on the ice. He can get more benefit to his body from being off ice. But no, they're not as optional as they might appear.
9 of your 11 power play goals are at home. Is it just an anomaly early, or what are you seeing?
Does it feel like we've been on the power play much lately on the road? I don't know. There's no line matching in the special teams. You're putting out your guys, they're putting out theirs. I think shots and production-wise, so all analytics other than goals say that there really, for us, isn't a whole lot of difference.